and took it firmly in her mouth. And now we welcome Radio Quality, Radioactive Music Festival, presented by Mike Channel and Mike Flex. And just before we get the fun rolling, I've had one or two phone calls concerning the Radioactive Gourmet Meal Recipe, which I gave out in my cookery program about an hour ago. So if you phone with some queries about the roast turkey, well, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that the turkey should be cooked. And heat the oven to about 300 degrees Fahrenheit. That's about gas mark 50. And the Radioactive Music Festival.
Yes, welcome to the Radioactive Music Festival, which has become something of an institution for the station ever since it started over 25 minutes ago. And let me tell you that the lineup this year is probably the biggest yet. We've got everyone from the relatively unknown YY Wicket to household names like Penguin Experience, Hatfield Peveril, and Sprunt.
Never heard of any of them. Yes, various concerts will, of course, be taking place in some of the top music venues across the country. And, of course, I'll be covering the one that's being held in a partially disused abattoir in East India Docks. Anyway, let's get on with the music festival and join Martin Brown, who is backstage mingling with the stars at our spectacular 60s revival concert.
Yes, thank you, Mike, and thank you, Anna, for the delicious turkey. Yes, I'm here at the Big 60s Revival Concert, and, well, there are around 60 stars all around me now, such as these two here, Dave DeDozy and Mick Titch. Who are the other three with you?
They're the band. Oh. I'm Dave D. Dozy.
Ricky.
Mick.
And Titch.
Oh, that's very good. Can you do that again?
Titch.
And over here is the man they call the British answer to Bob Dylan. Isn't that true?
No.
That's not true, then.
I am Bob Dylan.
Oh, so you're Bob Dylan's answer to Bob Dylan, are you? Did you know, hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play...
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
Oh, obviously not. Now, over here is a man who I can remember leaping in the air and screaming and spitting his trousers. And
yes.
Yes, you were holding a live wire when I accidentally turned on the current.
Yes, I'm the organiser here.
Oh, great. What are you particularly looking forward to?
Smashing you over the head.
From new ways to fun, from rock to roll, from fun back to soul, we've got it all.
And before we go on, a quick remark about the gourmet meal recipe. I'm afraid I may have slightly misled you with the cooking temperatures I gave you a few minutes ago. Apparently, gas mark 50 is actually the equivalent of 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and not the 300 degrees that I said. So I'm sorry you're no longer able to get close enough to your oven to turn it off, Mrs. Kent. Anyway, especially to coincide with the music festival, Mike Flex has put together a 25-part series on the history of rock, which has just started and ended halfway through the first show, since it's already apparently used up the entire program budget for the next 5 years.
Yes, welcome to the History of Rock, and I've come to Memphis to talk to some of the people here about Elvis Presley. With me is Greg Amos. Greg, did you know Elvis very well?
No.
Okay, let's order, shall we?
Thanks very much. I'll have the stuff.
I'll have the lobster thermidor. Okay. Thanks very much. After lunch, I flew straight on to L.A. to talk to Tom Henderson. Tom, would you say that Elvis Presley was the first real rock star?
Elvis Presley was the first real rock star.
Thanks very much. Let's order, shall we? I'm going to have to stay. I've flown to Sri Lanka to see rock expert Arthur C. Clarke. Arthur, what do you know about rock?
Rock? Never heard of him.
Never mind, let's order, shall we? I'm going to have the lobster. I I'm in Paris with Pierre Gaston.
Hello.
Pierre, we're examining the history of rock music from its origins in the black music of the Louisiana marshlands right through to modern high tech. And I'd like to ask you, is the chicken on the bone?
Yes, monsieur.
Good, I'll have that then. I'll have the entire list.
That was part one of the history of rock. Next week continues where we left off with coffee and liqueurs.
Get down and boogie, strut your bumps stuff. Radioactive music festival, I just can't get enough.
Well, a man who has been in the forefront of radical music is the man behind the Sex Pistols, Malcolm the Con Man. And since the late 70s, he's continued to send shockwaves through the music establishment by fearlessly and outrageously bringing us his version of Madame Butterfly. Well, he's appearing tonight at the Greenfield Hall, and here is one of his songs.
I remember when I finished with the Sex Pistols, we had a difference of opinion. They had ideas above their station. They thought they should be paid. And actually wanted to start playing their own instruments and to change their name to the Intercourse Bazookas. So we went our separate ways. And that's when I found religion. I thought, wow, maybe I could cheapen and vulgarize this to sell a few records. There are endless possibilities. The Six Commandments, the Parable Rap, and Scratch Hams.
And if those
it. Put out a best of album. Never mind the atheists. Here's the apostles. Shut that bloody opera up, will you? Can't stand the stuff. Honestly, I wish they'd soundproof these studios properly. Anyway, let's see how these session singers and musicians are getting on without me.
He can play your instrument, he can write or sing, but he takes all the credit. Now there's a funny thing.
So I can't play a note. I haven't got a musical ear. But Beethoven was deaf. Not that I compare myself with Beethoven. He never had a hit record after all. And he never played on any of his records either. Shut up, will ya? I hate opera. Sorry, I was just thinking about how all those people buying my records.
One or two phone calls about a salad dressing used in the gourmet meal. While I did say you can use most types of oil in the dressing, I should perhaps have made of Castrol GTX. My apologies to Mrs. Henderson of Frome, who apparently drained it out of her car engine and is now unable to get her car started to take herself to the hospital.
Well, taking advantage of Radioactive's music festival is guitarist Jake McRae, who is offering guitar lessons at specially reduced rates for beginners. And when it comes to any kind of skill at all, there's no one more of a beginner than our own Martin Brown. So we sent him down to have a go.
Okay, so let's begin by learning how to play three simple notes, Martin. A, B, C, like so. All right?
Yes, it is. Very good. Who's that by?
It's not actually a song, Martin. It's just three notes.
Oh, well, it's very good. You should write some words to it.
Yeah, if we could just concentrate on the lesson.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the first note is A, which is played with the fourth finger in this position. Yes. And... Mm-hmm. Now you try it. Okay. And... Yeah, it has sort of a trumpet quality, really, doesn't it? Maybe if you put down the trumpet and picked up the guitar.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Good. And finger in this position. And... Yeah, the side with the strings, man, the other way around. That's right. Never mind. Look, once more. Finger in correct position, and... Yeah, there's no need to sit down anywhere, Martin. Certainly not the piano.
No, listen, I was just relaxing.
Yeah, let's just try the A, then B, then C, okay? Watch me. Now you. Yeah, no trumpet, thanks, Martin. Lose the trumpet. Look, maybe scales aren't really your thing. How about a tune?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, look, I'll play it first. Seems a little difficult at first, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Off you go.
Right, here goes then.
Yeah, not bad.
Time for Radioactive's The
Are you a Beatles fan? Or are you a Stones fan? Or perhaps you're a fan of the late, great Elvis Presley? Well, no matter what your taste is, you'll be offended by this new album from the Easy Listening Orchestra, 20 Great Abortions. And remember, when you buy Volume 1 for just double the normal price, you get Volume 2 as well, absolutely free. 20 Great Abortions. Throw it out now. If you're cooking in the home with a small child near you, don't pour boiling water over him. Pouring boiling hot liquids on small children is dangerous. Think.
That was another blindingly obvious public service announcement.
Disturbing calls about my gourmet meal. In answer to Mrs. Vauxhall of Kent, well, I'm afraid I thought it was generally known that Coq au Vin was a dish involving chicken. I'm afraid that I can't really be held responsible for what's happened to your husband, Mrs. Vauxhall. Or agree that I should be named in your forthcoming divorce petition. And while I was happy to accept the reverse charge call from Exbridge Police Station, Mrs. Woolard, I also really can't accept responsibility for your grisly interpretation of mashed Swede, and even less for the way you disposed of the parson's nose. Well, with the music festival in full swing, what better time for another of Mike Flex's prestigious master quizzes?
Mike Flex presents his master quiz.
Yes, indeed. As usual, big prizes at stake for this week's contestant. If you can just get one correct answer, the radioactive chateau in the Loire still on one, of course. And here to play today we have...
Tony.
Tony...
Yeah?
Tony, yeah, apparently. Okay. No points scored on your specialist subject, the use of graphic equalizers in the songs of Clifford T. Ward. So, general questions now. Rules as normal, you only need one correct answer to win. Okay, the first question. According to the Commodores, how many times a lady was she?
Three times.
No, once, twice, three times a lady it was, and of course, once, twice, three is six, so six times in all. Next question, who recorded Yes Live at the Rainbow?
Yes.
No, Vic Saunders was the engineer who actually recorded it. Next question, where in the world would you find 461 Ocean Boulevard?
Oh, in Los Angeles.
No, it's the name of an album by Eric Clapton.
I knew that.
So you'd find it in most record shops.
I knew that.
Next question, what is the connection between the Beatles and wings?
Paul McCartney.
No, I'm afraid it was a zoological question we just threw in there, I'm afraid. So the answer, of course, is that Beatles use wings to fly. Next question, can you give me the name of three German bands?
Kraftwerk, Nina, and James Last Band.
Uh-huh, one more.
Eh?
A4? No, I'm afraid that's a type of paper. Perhaps maybe you're thinking of U2, are you? Well, they're Irish, I'm afraid, anyway, so no points there.
Three.
Question 9. Whose real name is Harry Webb?
Cliff Richard.
No, Mr. Harold Webb, a tool fitter from Hounslow, I'm afraid. And finally, question 10. What was the other side of Rod Stewart's double A-sided single, First Cut is the Deepest?
I don't want to talk about it.
No? Oh, well, it's your loss, and if that's the way you feel about it...
No, that's the name of the other side.
Oh, dear, is it? Well, I'm afraid I still can't accept answers after the buzzer's gone. Never mind. You get a special radioactive snap-on hose fitting, of course, and the shatter remains unwon and indeed unoccupied for another week. So that's where I'm off to for the weekend.
No?
Synco rock and techno-funk, we've got country and disco and reggae and punk. You will hear all types of music at the Radio Active.
Radio Active
Musical Festival.
Sounds good.
Matter of opinion. Well, I'm delighted to say that we won't be neglecting the serious side of music, because here at the Crooked Goat, only £15 taxi ride from the last tacky pub I was sent to, there's going to be a concert of radical political music, headlined by the all-girl group Lioness.
Oh.
Lioness. I'm sorry. Carol Kendall, what sort of music will you be singing tonight?
Well, our music is obviously 1985, and we'll be using our music to get at Thatcher, the class structure that permeates our society, the vested interests of the power barons who control the media and the evils of political and nuclear power, and in particular the proposed reactor at Sizewell B.
Unemployment?
Oh, damn, yeah, I've forgotten unemployment. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, we've got the chance of hearing one of the songs.
One of the statements,
that you'll be performing later tonight.
Right. This is for Nelson Mandela. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, Johnny, how you came on.
Well, even in the relatively safe atmosphere of the music festival, Radioactive's man of danger, oh so daring, Mike Hunt, has come up with a perilous stunt. For right now, he's daring to stand just 2 feet in front of the main 5,000-watt loudspeaker at tonight's Status Quo concert. Hello, Mike! Hello, Mike! I don't know if you can hear me, Mike. But we're having a bit of difficulty making out exactly what you're saying. Good, well, many thanks, Mike. Another triumph in the history of broadcasting. Pity you weren't able to foresee the slight technical hitch that seems to have arisen. Still, let's go over and join Mike Flex for the latest pop news.
Thanks very much, Anna. Well, Morrissey of the Smiths, whose hit LP is called Meat is Murder, a protest against killing animals for food, has just announced that the group will play no more live concerts in front of their fans because, he says, they can no longer condone cruelty to vegetables. Well, despite that, they've made an exception tonight, and their depressing dirges will be helping to drag down the music festival. And here they are with their song, Away With Words.
It's all around.
colors of town. Bro, why don't you get down?
And I'm with Malcolm Jennings, who produced that smash hit piece of music, it says here.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
How did it go?
Here we go, here we go.
Sorry, I mean, how did the recording go?
Oh, yeah, yeah, well, the boys did well, Brian, obviously, you know, they were up against it, you know.
Yeah, Mike, in what way?
Oh, well, they can't sing, you know, but we told them to forget that and just go into the studio and enjoy themselves.
Yes, well, getting the first verse in the can must have helped.
Absolutely, yeah, I think an early verse in the can just helps to settle the lads, you know, and luckily we got one, you know.
So what did you say to the lads halfway through the recording session?
It's not finished yet.
Yes, fair enough. Were they nervous at all?
Oh, a bit, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I told them, just to take each line as it came.
Mm. As opposed to jumping about from line to line, you mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. Just take them in the chronological order, you know, reading down the page. I mean, if you start singing the chorus halfway through the second verse, you're going to have problems, aren't you?
Brian.
Brian.
I'm sorry, Mike. some people have said that your record is simply a heap of crud.
Oh, but they would, wouldn't they?
Well, yes, if they'd heard the record, they would, yes.
Exactly. I mean, you know, that's just how people are.
How?
Well, a couple of arms, a couple of legs, a head and a body.
Oh, yes, that's them all right, yes. We've got it all on our
Radioactive Music Festival. Now, I'm delighted to say that our own Øyvind Vinstra has been responsible for putting together a concert of over 30 famous Norwegian songs. Øyvind, perhaps you could tell us what some of these songs are.
Well, Anna, there are songs such as Yar Yeha Abide Porn Gordi Dag Yeha Langa Long Lime Yama.
I'm sorry, I've never heard of that.
Ja, Yeha Abide Porn Gordi Dag Yeha Langa.
No, I still haven't heard of it. These songs are famous outside Norway, are they?
Surely, yes. Every one of these 30 songs is famous because every one of them has scored naught in the Euro.
I see.
And the concert's called Nul Point.
People actually come to see this, do they?
Oh, well, Anna, yes, they used to, but I'm afraid this may be the last concert since we made a rather bad error of judgment. We won the bloody contest.
Well, I'm delighted to say that the Beveridge family of Chesterfield have phoned in to say that they thoroughly enjoyed the gourmet meal, despite the unfortunate mishearing over the starters, which led you to serving up putty on toast, rather than what I actually said, which was roll mop herring. In fact, their only real complaint concerned my advice about the dinner drinks. Apparently, they followed my etiquette tip that the port should always be passed to the right. Now, the problem is that apparently the bottle is now 5 streets away.
Radioactive Music Festival. Bang your head on the floor. You won't need your brains anymore. And the music.
Well, the music festival is going to be rounded off by the Radioactive Drama Repertory Company, who've written a brand new all-British musical based on the life of King Harold, and it's called One in the Eye.
You are my love, my Indian, from your head right down to your knuckle bone. I willingly give up my throne for one smell of your lovely odor cologne. Oh, heavens, my Joan.
Now we are in love.
I'll wear your rose.
I'll be your spouse.
Till death us do part.
We shouldn't be hearted about it.
So be out the stars above.
What is this thing called, love?
What is this thing called, love?
Oh, John.
What is this thing called, love?
One, two. One, two.
comes wiping off. When the wind comes whipping off the sea, that is where we'll fight from dawn till night. And some of us will be wounded and others will probably die from a horrible
tonight, tonight, there's going to be a fight. I'm going to try my might against William the Conqueror and King Tostig of Sweden.
Goodbye, my Anglo-Saxon guy. Try not to get an arrow in your eye.
We're going to have a battle, a veritable battle. We've got 1,000 knights. We're going to have a fight. We're going to have a fight. We're going to make a stand up on a hill, across a little hill with yellow daffodils. Some of us will be wounded and others must probably be killed. We'll hit this hill and then we're going to have a battle. And by night time, some of us will fall, have fallen, and we won't get up again. We're going to have a battle. A veritable battle. We've got 1,000 knights, we're going to have a fight, we're going to have a fight, we're going to make a stand upon a hill, across a little hill, sorry, down the hill, I'm coming back in, across a little hill. We've got that hill, some of us will be wounded, others will probably be killed, yes, we'll hit the hill, we're going to have a battle, and by night time, some of us will fall, we're going to have a battle.
A greasy little hill.
Well, that sadly just about brings us to the end of the music festival. Anna, a final word.
Yes. If you'd like a copy of my book on gourmet recipes, size 2/25, please write in. And if you've already got one, perhaps you'd like to write in for my book of gourmet recipes amendments, which comes in 5 volumes, price £18.50.
Radioactive was performed by Helen Atkinson Wood, Angus Deaton, Jeffrey Perkins, Philip Hope, and Michael Fenton Stevens. Music was by Philip Hope, Steve Brown, and Jeffrey Perkins. The program was written by Angus Deaton and Jeffrey Perkins, with additional material from John Doherty, Maury Hunter, and Jeremy Pascal. Produced by Jamie Ricks.